In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We're now on Lesson 27, which is on the sacrifice of the Mass, and considering the Holy Eucharist as a sacrifice. Bear in mind that the word Eucharist means thanksgiving. So the Holy Eucharist is the thanksgiving above all to the Holy Trinity. There's a drawing there connecting once again the Last Supper with the crucifixion and the Mass. The priest there in a semi-Gothic chasuble. The phrase there, walk in love, as Christ also loved us and delivered himself up to us, up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God. Reference there to the quote from the Epistle to the Ephesians by St. Paul. Question 357. What is the Mass? The Mass is the sacrifice of the new law, in which Christ, through the ministry of the priest, offers himself to God in an unbloody manner under the appearances of bread and wine. The Mass is the sacrifice of Christ, offered in a sacramental manner. This means that it is offered, but not under natural appearances, as it was on Calvary, but under other appearances, the appearances of the sacramental signs. The reality is the same, but the appearances differ. The Mass is the sacrament or sign of Christ's sacrifice. It is a sign of Christ in action, offering himself in love to the Father as he did on the cross. In brief, the Mass is an act of love, our share in the great act of love that Christ made on the cross. Walk in love, which is what we need to do. A good definition of love is to desire to sacrifice oneself for the good of another. It is quite different from infatuation, which is a desire for another to sacrifice themselves for us. And in this desire, this sign of Christ's sacrifice, which is the Mass, or the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist, in this we find an intense desire of love of the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and our Blessed Lord desiring to sacrifice himself for us, for our good. He is the perfect exemplar of love. And there is no infatuation. That is, he would have done it, and he does do it, without any hope of reward, even. Question 358. What is a sacrifice? A sacrifice is the offering of a victim by a priest to God alone, and the destruction of it in some way to acknowledge that he is the creator of all things. A sacrifice is an action in which we give a gift to God as a sign of our devotion. It shows him we love him. So when you give your mother a birthday present, it shows her you love her. She will gladly accept it, not only because she is pleased with the gift itself, but much more because she is pleased with your love, which the gift represents. Cain and Abel offered gifts or sacrifices to God. God was pleased with Abel's gift and accepted it because the gift represented the love and devotion of Abel's heart. He did not accept Cain's gift because he could see that Cain did not really love him. The fire is the symbol of the love and devotion of the heart going up to God. A gift offered to God in a sacrifice we call a victim. One who offers sacrifice to God in the name of all the people we call a priest. So, in this, the new law is another way of saying new testament or new covenant. Moses was the lawgiver for the old. Christ is the lawgiver for the new. And at more than one place, our Blessed Lord said, "You have heard Moses say, but I say to you." So again, the Last Supper, The crucifixion, the Mass, that we go to are the same. The Mass is an act of love, both for God and man, and we share in it insofar that we are free from sin and unite ourselves by intention and humility. So we want to love God with Christ. And in this last point, sacrificium, it's a Latin word, means to make holy, literally. So a sacrifice is an action, a sign. And I suppose we could say it is much more than a sign. The picture there of the girl giving mom a present. Well, you see the present, but what you don't see is the time she took to choose it, buy it, wrap it carefully, maybe make a card with it, etc. That is a bit more than just the sign, but on the other hand, we can say that it is a sign. It is even a great sign, sort of shown by the joy that the mother receives in receiving the gift. And with Cain and Abel, we could easily make this mistake, I suppose, that God just didn't want Cain's sacrifice of grain and vegetables because he doesn't like vegetables. That wouldn't at all be the case. What he saw was Cain's withholding back, that is, Cain's stinginess and lack of love in the sacrifice. That is not accepted. Victima, that's also a Latin word. It's an animal. It means an animal offered for sacrifice. Priest means literally old man or elder. Somebody's supposed to have some wisdom, in other words. So in this offering of sacrifice, we unite ourselves to the sacrifice of Christ. And that union needs to be one of love.